Hey guys, I don't know if you're like me, but I love Count the Dings and everything it has to offer. I just can't find everything I need. You know, I know about Cinephobe, and I know about the mailbag, and I know about Bomb, but that's all we do, right, Amin?
No, we do so much more.
What?
Yeah, absolutely. If you sign up, patreon.com/countthedings, you'll find a plethora of other content, fresh content, extended content, the OG pod overflow, the Cinephobe cold opens that we've taken and made their own thing to live only there, the Rewatchingtons, Bomb in its full and unadulterated cut, early drops of Cinephobe episodes, and so much more.
Said the OG pod. Now, is it new or is it old?
Mace, I'm glad you asked that. It is a new incarnation of the old OG pod.
Oh.
So it's me, Zach, Trey, Waz, Tom.
I love those guys.
Just like we always were, going back to the True Hoop days, we're recreating that magic, recapturing it, and putting it back out. We're talking hoops, we're talking pop culture, and most importantly, we're talking for 40 minutes for free, but then another specific Patreon exclusive segment for every one of those episodes.
Funny enough about that OG pod, you're getting Tom and Trey on Mondays, you're getting me and Waz, aka Zosny, on Wednesdays. Amin's floating in between.
I'm a floater.
You never know when you're gonna get Amin in those, so you gotta listen to them all.
And what if I'm not sure what Maze looks like, because I've always thought he's a fat man with a fedora, he's got a weird voice. How can I see for myself what this Maze character actually looks like?
It's crazy you don't know the answer to this because it's the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page.
What?
The CT5s on the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page. You can look at all of us.
You can get all the OG pods on YouTube too, at Count the Dings 1 on YouTube, at Cinephobe Pod on YouTube. Patreon.com/countthedings gets you everything all in one feed. You can link it to your Spotify. And now enjoy the show.
Hey, listener, Zach Harper here. Underdog Fantasy, the easiest place to play fantasy sports. Also, fastest growing fantasy app in the industry. Here's how it works. The Pick'em game. Pick whether your favorite players will have a higher or lower stat total in this week's game for a chance to win big. How big, you ask? I'm so glad you asked that question, listener. You can win up to 100 times your money in a single night. Pick between 2 and 5 players, build a pick'em entry. You can also do rivals picks. You can put like Tyrese Haliburton and Jalen Brunson against each other, and whoever has more points, more assists, more rebounds, whatever you want to do, that is your rivals pick. I would maybe go with Jalen Brunson in these playoffs. By the way, in the regular season, Jalen Brunson, scoring tear, going higher on his point totals all the time. Joel Embiid, whenever he did actually play, higher on his scoring totals all the time. Victor Wembanyama, for the next 15, 20 years, here's a pro tip for you, take higher on the blocks. That's right. So you're probably wondering, how do you sign up? Oh my God, listener, you are full of good questions today. Sign up with the promo code DING, that's D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick first-time deposit offer, up to $250 in bonus cash. $250, man, that's a lot. Visit underdogfantasy.com or find them in the App Store. And don't forget to register with our code DING, D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick and first-time deposit offer, up to $250 in bonus cash. Must be 18 or older, 21 or older in Massachusetts, Arizona, 19 or older in Alabama and Nebraska, and present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. Concerned with your play, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncpgambling.org. Arizona 1-800-NEXT-STEP. That's 1-800-639-8783. Or text NEXT STEP to 53342. New York, call the 24/7 HOPE line at 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369.
All right, we got a express version of Bomb this week. Black opinion is bad, motherfucker. My name is Amin Alhassan. That's Jason Madison. Due to some crazy travel schedules, we're only two that's going to be on it this week. Damn it, we're going to hold down the fort.
I was going to ask you, did you see the Pat Morita Red Fox impersonation video?
Yes, I did.
Bro, that shit was hilarious.
But you know what's funny is when you sent it, before I clicked it, I kind of could see, yeah, he kind of got that voice. I could see him doing a voice like that. And I'm like, all right, whatever. He probably like some funny shit. Then I clicked it. I was like, oh, damn, this nigga's talking about some real shit, man. Like some really real shit.
Like, yeah. Like that's a surprise that other CEO, right?
Is
that
but it is a little like it's weird to see someone do an impression, a spot on impression as they're talking about some real shit.
Some real ass shit, right? He wasn't telling no jokes. He was like, This motherfucker really helped me out in a pinch. But I brought that up too because Red Fox used to rent an apartment from my grandfather back in the day.
No way.
Yeah, so my grandfather had a building on Western, and before he blew up, he used to live there for like 2 years. And so it was funny because I showed my grandfather the video and he was laughing, and he was just like, yeah, I remember Red. And he was saying even that he was about to see him before he had a heart attack. Like he was like, yeah, I was about to go. I think he was somewhere in Vegas or something. And he was like, yeah, I'm about to, you know, I was about to head out. And then we heard he had a heart attack and didn't know. And so then I looked it up, and which was crazy about Red Fox's death. I don't know if you know, he had a heart attack while he was on set.
Yep.
And people thought he was faking.
He was fucking around.
That was his
signature move.
Yeah. Yeah. So imagine that, bro. You really dying for real. And niggas is like, ha, ha, ha. And that's it. That's crazy. That's a crazy. Nigga, comedians be having some crazy endings.
Nigga got to have a safe word. Bro, I was talking. It's wild. Like, think about comedians. Because I was talking about this yesterday. My homeboy Sydney Smith did his stand-up special yesterday here in Phoenix. So I went to that shit to go support. While we're there, we were talking about Bob Saget, Norm Macdonald, and then who was the third one? Like all these people who died like super recent stand-up comics. And all like on some weird shit, like dying in a hotel room.
Weirdly tragic, bro.
Yeah, like, man.
Like how do you explain these? Like, I mean... You know, even the overdoses, the Belushis and the Chris Farleys is crazy, but like
at least them niggas was like at the height of like crazy ass Hollywood,
right?
Like everything excess. No, although as I understand it, like Farley was actually trying to fucking get his life together at that point when it happened.
Yeah,
because I remember we did it on Cinefort. We did Almost Heroes.
Yeah,
and that was like his last movie that he filmed.
Mm-hmm.
And they were talking about, like, in the trivia, like, this motherfucker was, like, struggling to get his life together and, like, had just was about to check into rehab and shit and, like...
That's crazy.
Had one last hurrah or whatever.
Right.
Belushi was out of control. That nigga.
No, yeah, he was gone. But, I mean, even Matthew Perry, to add to the list, right? If you want to, like...
In the hot tub, man. That's some sick shit.
I thought that was an interesting PR line. That they really came up with some new shit to put on TMZ because it's like they trying to protect, like they'll really protect you if you got the right people around you because they could have easily came out and said what it was. But they was like, oh no, he drowned in a hot tub. And like, we'll come out 3 months later and tell you what the actual cause of death was. But like, for right now, like we want all his, you know, everybody in Hollywood to be like, thank you, you know, like for not doing that to him. I thought that like whoever ran that PR, kudos to you. You know what I'm saying?
Yo, it's a combination, bro. Like that. And again, none of the bitches came out and talked shit about it.
Yeah, right. So he had
an incredible
exit.
Yo, whoever got his PR, that's who I'm hiring, man.
Hello, listener. Guess who's back? It's me, Anthony Mays, your favorite butcher turned podcast producer, and I'm here to talk to you about ButcherBox. ButcherBox is the most convenient way to get high quality meat and seafood that you can trust delivered straight to your doorstep, free shipping, vacuum sealed packaging. It's ready to go right then. It's ready to pop in the freezer. You get exclusive member deals and a variety of high quality cuts at an amazing value. Going to the grocery store can be a huge pain. You're usually in a rush at an inconvenient time. You're waiting in line at the meat counter. You're taking a number. Maybe this place doesn't have a number. You're jostling with fellow customers. You're trying to get that ribeye that you want or that nice piece of salmon. Maybe the butcher that you're dealing with has a bad attitude or something. I don't know. That was never me, I promise. But maybe it happens. ButcherBox takes all of that out of the picture. You are always prepared with meat and seafood in the freezer, and you're not going to find quality for this price anywhere else other than ButcherBox. So sign up at butcherbox.com/dings, D-I-N-G-S, and get our special deal. ButcherBox is offering our listeners a free for a year offer plus an additional $20 off. You can choose salmon, chicken breasts, or steak tips free in every order for a year. Sign up today at butcherbox.com/dings and use code DINGS, D-I-N-G-S, to choose your free for a year offer plus get $20 off your first order. Hello, listener. I'm sure you don't need me to tell you that we at Cinephobe love our pets. Zach and Boogie are inseparable. I've got two cats and a dog, and Amin is giving his best ass-on performance to convince dog owners that he loves their pet.
Hey, little, hey, boy, how you doing? And Noodle's just like,
yeah, whatever. Which is why today's episode is sponsored by the ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program. For many pet parents, summer is all about making travel plans like adventuring through the national parks, visiting pet-friendly beaches, or road tripping across the country. Wherever your journeys take you and your furry friend, you can help protect them along the way with a plan from ASPCA Pet Health Insurance. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program offers customizable accident and illness plans, making it easier for pet parents like you to help your pet get the care they may need. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program has been around for over 18 years, and they've helped more than 600,000 pets during that time. They allow you to customize your plan, helping ensure that your pet's plan is as unique as they are, because vet bills can really add up, especially when you're least expecting it. It's simple. Use their app to submit a claim, and you'll receive reimbursement for eligible vet bills directly into your bank account. To explore coverage, visit aspcapetinsurance.com/dings, D-I-N-G-S. That's aspcapetinsurance.com/dings. Again, that's aspcapetinsurance.com/dings. This is a paid advertisement. Insurance is underwritten by either Independence American Insurance Company or United States Fire Insurance Company and produced by PTZ Insurance Agency Limited. The ASPCA is not an insurer and is not engaged in the business of insurance.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
That's what I wanted to talk about. Speaking of which, like when you die and shit like that. So I shared the video in the chat the other day. Tisha Campbell.
Oh, yeah. I didn't watch the of her dad's videos. I saw the clip of it.
Her father passed away. This is the clip. Her father passed away. They don't have the funeral, the burial, everything. And now her and her siblings, they're all going through his old stuff, kind of sorting out the stuff. You know, getting his belongings together, whatever heirlooms need to be passed along. And in his stuff, my man had a stack of porn DVDs, bro. Like prime 2005, 2006, yeah. West Coast Productions with the and originals. He wasn't burning copies or nothing. Nah. This my man was paying at a time price. When we were like, we kind of like discovered, like, yo, you can find this shit on LimeWire, man. Like, the new fucking Beauty Dior tape. Like,
no, he had the, listen, from a nigga who used to burn CDs, he had the top of the CD spindle. He used to buy the pack of 100 CDs. Yep. He had the top of it upside down, filled with porn DVDs. So it had to be like 100 porn DVDs.
It was a crazy stack. And like the fucking titles. It was like white chicks for black dicks and like dark meat. It was it was the most cartoonish porn titles possible. Like this wasn't no very simple black.com or whatever. Like now this shit is all sleek.
It wasn't even booty talk. It was like
them niggas were hitting puns and everything. And also, I don't know if you noticed, but she holds it up. The DVD label was such that, like, the hole would be like perfect placement. Like, it'd be like, it'd be a girl, like, leaning over, and that shit would be right in the middle of her ass. Like, or like her mouth open right where the dick would be. But
The hole is right there.
Which I get, I found myself like obsessing over the nigga that sat there on fucking Photoshop. Like, all right, like got the template here, like, no, zoom a little, crop here, boom, got it.
No, genius. Shout out to him. Shout out to all of the editors in the world.
For sure. But I say all that to say, it brought up the question, should niggas already have arrangements ready?
Oh, when like
the guys like
the flushing down the drain, like, hey man, when I go, just go over to the house.
Y'all need to torch that shit.
Tell my daughter, let you in my room. This is where it's at. You know what I'm saying?
This is the problem, right? This is the big issue. We are now in an era where all the crimes are digital. They can turn my room upside down. They ain't gonna find nothing.
Nothing.
They'll find like a box of rubbers.
Right.
And like, that's about it really. Of like,
maybe the Viagra stash. You know what I'm saying?
When I get to that age, probably, right?
Right.
But like my iCloud.
Oh yeah, that's the
oh my God, man. Like my search history.
I don't really know if cats is getting to your search history because nobody really knows your passwords. So I think that's the built-in hack for that.
It's going to torch everything. Like, that's my main concern. It's like, I need everything to be torched. I don't want anyone to log in. Don't try. Where there's some family photos, I done shared all the family photos. Y'all have them. I ain't got nothing that y'all don't already have.
Because that will happen, like, somebody will go through your phone, look, oh, does he have any pictures of him and his kid or whoever,
Let's find a good picture of, what's this? He's just, grandpa had titties and ass all throughout his phone over 40 years.
You got to use that hidden feature. Of course I use the hidden feature, man.
Yeah. Of course I use the hidden feature. That's where the real shit goes.
Exactly. It's like bookmarks on Twitter. But
at the same time,
if somebody saw, I was thinking about that the other day. If anybody saw my bookmarks on Twitter, like if he wanted to start World War III, he would just make that public. Like,
that or fucking Zuckerberg. With the, like, because I'm gonna tell you this, I found myself in a weird situation. I was like, I gotta get right with God, because yesterday it was like, I'm hanging out and these people here, local comics or whatever, like, oh shit, like, follow me on Instagram, cool. And I said, what's your Instagram? Oh, just hang my phone and put it in there. And I was like, no, because at first I was like, sure, then I remember, because I'm like, you know, they're not gonna jump in your DMs or anything.
Right,
like they're just gonna go right to the explore page. Oh no, not the explore page. Not the explore page. No.
See, luckily I don't do all. I do all of that on Twitter. I don't. My Instagram is very PG-13. I don't really, you know. I go look once here or there, but I try to make sure it's a lot of inspirational videos, you know, whatever food pics. I try to mix mine up so it's like. Only 26% is, you know what I'm saying, the big asses and all that. Like,
oh man. All right. Well, fuck it. That's gonna do it for us here. Shout out to John Gervais producing from afar. Shout out to Jay Skills and me. We the two ones to hold it down. Trey tried to show up, but he couldn't get into the thing. Juju tried to show up, but he couldn't get in the thing earlier too. So we apologize. But we'll all be back next week and maybe we'll give Trey some more shit for his goddamn nigga tuxie got on. It's like, you don't, I don't want you to be a nigga. I want you to be my nigga. It's like, who you call a nigga? You are.
What's this nigga tux on?
Nigga tie on. This nigga tux on. All right.
All right.
Stay black.
Stay black, motherfucker.
Yep.